First round of heat number three, or first heat of round number three, depending on which way you look at it, is underway. It's the rookies. No, it's not underway. I've gone early. Bailey Sweet in the three will start on the pole. Then it's Darcy Boulding in the 15. Luke Paddock in the 32. Aidan Williams is in the 93. Oh, again, we've had dramas on that first lap as they're forming up. Now, if they can get that card out, it can probably reform at the rear of the grid. I can't quite pick up the number there. But, yeah. Haven't gone racing yet, so that cart can go. Oh, well. No. So, Sweet in the three had a rollover in the S's on the first race. So, Sweet, Boulding, Puddock, Williams. They're away and racing. And Boulding gets the jump off the start. Boulding in the 15 leads the way. So, Boulding from Sweet in the 3. Then it's the 65 of Josh Hart. Next cart through. Hart's followed then by, I think that's Oliver Sadeh. So as the leader heads down into the pit turn to complete lap number one, it is Darcy Boulding in the 15 card who leads the way. Boulding from Sweet. Hart, Saturday in the 44. Of course, today has been at the front of all the heat so far, but unfortunately, there was a problem with his transponder in heat number two, and he wasn't scored in that heat. He's worked his way up to second position now, two carts past on that previous lap, and the 44 is moving swiftly towards the front of the field. But Darcy Boulding, he also had problems towards the end of that race, and cart slowed dramatically when he dropped down. I didn't see his final finishing position, but it was running up the front for most of the race until the last lap. So Boulding leading the way from Sadeh, Hart, Laxall, Sweet, Williams, Puddock, Jackson and Skinner. And unfortunately, well, we've got Toby McAllister still out there, so I'm not sure who is at the top of the hill there. Perhaps it's the 18 of Christopher Joubert in the 18 cart that has had dramas off the start. So Boulding and Sadeh said in second position, closing in quickly on Darcy Boulding. Boulding's last lap was a 36.8. Sadeh was a 36.2. And this time by, the gap's down to 0.1 of a second. So nothing between the front two now. As the leader works his way through the dip. Sadeh trying to make a move on Boulding as they head up the back straight. Sadeh up the inside. Boulding hangs tough on the outside through the top turns, but Sadeh will make the pass. And Sadeh in the 44 goes to the front of the field. Oliver Sadeh is your new race leader at half race distance. Darcy Boulding in second, Josh Hart in third, Connor Blacksall, then Bailey Sweet, Aidan Williams, Riley Jackson, Luke Paddock, Riley Skinner and Toby McAllister rounding out the running order. So Oliver said fastest lap of the race, a 36.290. Darcy Boulding, his fastest lap, a 36.7. And Josh Hart running in third, his fastest lap, a 36.8. Now Boulding resets his fastest lap down to a 36.456. So Boulding sitting in second, trying to close that gap back up. Hart holding on in the battle between himself and the eight of Connor Blaxell. Blaxell in the eight has then got a 2 second gap to Bailey Sweet, your pole sitter. Oh, Hart just taking a tight line through the kink onto the start-finish straight, and Blaxell is all over the back of him. Now, Blaxell lost a bit of ground going into turn two at the start of the S's there, and so lost that momentum that he'd built up over the past few laps. But as they work their way around the top of the circuit, it's still Oliver Saad who leads the way from Darcy Boulding. Then it's back to the 65 of Josh Hart with Connor Blaxell, the next cart through. 8 laps completed by our leader. Oh, is it? All right, so 8 laps completed. Saad, Boulding, coming down to the checkered flag. Checkered flag is out. And Oliver Saad takes the victory. Boulding home in second. Hart holds on for third. Then it's Blaxell. Sweet is the next one through. Further back you go to Aidan Williams, then Riley Jackson, Luke Puddick, Riley Skinner, and Toby McAllister rounding out the running order. Away and racing here in heat number 3 of junior performance. Lachlan Campbell's missed the start quite badly here, dropped back down to 4th position. Connor Cooper in the 91, Ryan Kennedy in the 30, also a ways down the field. The McLansborough 43 is there with a 33 of Pring, Waddell, and Claude Array. Buhere, Louis Buhere in the 3, also working his way up through the field. So Connor Cooper is leading the way here. Cooper leading from Louis Buhere. Then it's Henry McLansborough, Lachlan Campbell, Ryan Kennedy, Pring, Waddell, and Claude Array.
To be honest with you, every grid for every class has been the same so far.
Yeah. So Connor Cooper, Buhere, then it's Campbell working his way back forward. McLansborough has been passed by Kennedy now, and it looks like Pring is also starting to go forward too. So Waddell, Claude Array rounding out the running order. So Connor Cooper in the 91 leads the way. Buhere in second place. Campbell, Kennedy, McLansborough. McLansborough threw the right-hander, just washed off all the momentum then, and that's going to give Pring a big run up the hill this time. And Pring has got Claude Array pushing him along. So as the leader heads along the pit straight, it's still Connor Cooper who leads the way. Louis Buhere in second place. Then it's Lachlan Campbell. Ryan Kennedy in the 30 has a gap then back to McLansborough. Oh, McLansborough just running up the back wheel of Claude Array, who made the move going into the dip. And Claude Array has got the position now. Pring and then Waddell round out the running order as we complete lap number 5. So Cooper, Buhere, first and second, Campbell. In the seven has got the 30 of Ryan Kennedy trying to close in on him. They're on the back straight now, and Kennedy is on a big charge. Closed right back up. So the 33 of Ryan Pring is stuck on the inside of the S's as he clears out of his cart now. Really, the officials would prefer that cart to be behind the tyre wall. So, your leader is Connor Cooper. Lewis Behare still in second position with Campbell in third. Kennedy in fourth. Claudere trying to work her way up through the field. McLansborough Waddell rounding out that second group of cards. Now Kennedy up the inside of Campbell. So Kennedy. Campbell switching positions back and forth as Behare has shuffled down to fourth position now. So Campbell up into second. Kennedy back to third. He was in second for one corner. And Kennedy trying to make a move again around the top turns. And Kennedy will come out in second. But it's Campbell fighting back, not fast enough to be able to maintain that second position that time. Through the dip. Now Behare tries to make a move on Campbell. Campbell spins in the middle of the pack. Campbell has spun. Luckily, didn't touch Kennedy, who was just in front. And Lewis Behare, well, he was able to clear that. Campbell gets going again, but now falls to the back of the field. Claudere up into fourth. Waddell fifth. McLansborough sixth. And unfortunately for Ryan Pring, he is out of the running. Your leader, though, is Connor Cooper, who starts the final lap with a 2.6-second advantage over Ryan Kennedy. So Cooper, Kennedy, Behare, then it's Claudere, the running order. So a big, big advantage for the race leader in that final lap, Cooper being able to just cruise this one home with a checkered flag waving. It's Cooper from Kennedy. Then it goes back to Lewis Behare. No, Joseph Waddell. So where did Joseph Waddell come from? And we've got a cart stopped heading up the hill. So that order, Cooper, Kennedy, Waddell, McLansborough, Lachlan Campbell falling all the way down to fifth position. Lewis Behare also having dramas. And Macy Calderon. Behare and Calderon not finishing that final lap. So an interesting junior performance, heat number three. The novices, heat number three. Kobe McInerney in the 73 to lead them away. Corey Carson in the 19, Riley Blacksall in the 14, Luke Kennedy in the 30, and then Elijah Said in the 4. Watch the 4 from the third row. Oh, contact, and three carts off down in turn number one. One's gathered things up, but unfortunately two are stuck there. Oh, no. One of the others is now getting away, so our leaders are side by side around the top of the circuit, and a big sweeping move around the outside, and I think you'll find it's the 14 of Riley Blacksall who'll lead the way. Riley Blacksall in the 14 leads the way as they head into turn number one. Kobe McInerney in the 73, runs in second. Behind him, Corey Carson. Then it's Elijah Sahed, Jake McKinnon, Luke Kennedy, Riley Bates. Then it's Hugh Schweiker, Mitchell Love, Ayrton Del Naso, and Brody Trapano rounding out the runners. But one cart off the circuit there was Ayrton Del Naso. So he, unfortunately, will be a DNF in this heat number three. So Riley Blaxall leading in the 14. The 14A is the green 14, the green and white 14. Now, it's about to go a lap down. That's Brody Trepano. Brody Trepano in the 14A. And it looks like a Tony card. And it is about to go a lap down. So as Riley Blaxall in the red 14 and Kobe McKerny nose to tail, they've made the pass on the back marker now. So the leaders are through. Now Elijah Syed, he's had dramas with back markers throughout the races so far today, but he gets a clear run now. The race leader heads down the pit straight. It's still Riley Blaxall leading the way. McInerney not letting him get away at all. And Syed is running in third, not able to close up that gap at this point in time. They will have another back marker to contend with fairly soon. It's our lucky 100 winner in Hugh Schweiker. So Hugh Schweiker going through the pit turn to complete the fourth lap of the race. And the leaders are now heading through that same pit turn. So as our leaders head into turn two, through the S's, McInerney's made the pass on Blaxall. So McInerney now is your race leader. Blaxall said, then a big gap back to Carson. So we're coming up on more back markers here. Hugh Schweiker will get the blue light. Oh, something came off the Schweiker cart then. Not quite sure what that might be. McInerney gets balked there, coming off the turn. And that will give Blaxall the chance now to retake the lead. So Blaxall back in front. As the blue light will be on again because we've got Carson coming up on Schweiker. Here comes McInerney to try and retake the lead at the top of the hill. And McInerney makes the pass going into the top turns. And here comes Syed. Syed now working his way down into the pit turn. It's a three-way battle at the front of the field as lap seven is now completed. So Carson catching up to Schweiker. Schweiker is just balking Carson here. The battle at the front of the field as they head up the back straight. McInerney, Blaxall and Syed. Elijah Syed in the four has got the speed here. Fastest lap of the race, a 36.8. They're currently running in the 37.5s. McInerney, Blaxall, and here comes Syed. Syed now just can't make the move. We're coming up on more back markers here as we're approaching the end of lap number eight. The leader, McInerney, Blaxall, looks to the inside. So the blue lights are on for the back markers. As there's the four carts, Love Bates involved in there. The white flag is out as the back markers are right, going to be caught now. So blue at the... Here comes the leader in McInerney. McInerney just trying to weave his way through. Syed going the long way around the outside. He's going to get Blaxall on the exit of the top turn. They're racing to the checkered. McInerney's cleared the back markers. Syed's up to second. Blaxall's back to third as they come to the checkered flag. It's McInerney McInerney takes the victory. Syed, Blaxall, Carson, McKinnon. Then it's Love, Kennedy. So they need to make sure they let that back marker. That's the Schweiker cart through. And we've had the 12 of Riley Bates, unfortunately, spin off in the final turn. So the officials have got to let that cart go through. And I don't think now he's pulling off the circuit, unfortunately. So, no, he didn't go, he's turned off. So, unfortunately, Hugh Schweiker won't be, I think, scored at the finish. But anyway, what a finish for Kobe McInerney, taking the win there. Elijah Sayed second and Riley Blaxall in third. Out onto the circuit now, we have got the juniors. Junior light and heavy, it's Matthew Hansford-Taylor in the 97 on the pole. The 65 of Joseph Camilleri. The 3 is Mitchell Saunderson. The 7, Hayden Crossland. The 38 is Kai Young. The 86 is Charles Fontaine. Then it's the 6 of Reg Barry. 15P is Hugh White. And the 94P of Connor Richards. So hopefully haven't formed up this time by. It looks good. So Hansford Taylor and Camilleri on the front row. Saunders and Crossland. As we get set. We're going to get set for a start here. They're in great formation now. It's in good formation. We'll get set. In formation, away. Good even start off the front. Saunderson up the back over the top of the 97 of Hansford Taylor. And he's managed to make it through. But your leader is Camilleri. Saunderson not wasting any time trying to get to the front of the field. He makes the move on the inside along the back straight. Camilleri fighting, but Camilleri has to give way in the end. Side by side round the top turn, and it's Hansford Taylor and Crossland who are trying to sort themselves out as well. Crossland in the 7, Hansford Taylor in the 97, and Hansford Taylor will be shuffled back to fourth position now as Crossland goes up into third. So it's Saunderson through the dip and up onto the back straight, followed by Camilleri. Hansford Taylor shuffled back from Crossland in fourth place. Then it's Barry, Richards, White, Fontaine, and the 38 of Kai Young rounding out the runners here in heat number 3 of the junior lights and heavies, as Mitchell Saunderson is making the most of some clean track ahead. The PCR cart of Saunderson leading the way. So Saunderson leading from Camilleri, Crossland, then it's Hansford Taylor. Richards is the next car through with White, Fontaine, Barry, and Kai Young rounding out the running order. So the Burco Engineering, heat number 3 of Junior Light. Thank Burco Engineering, Chris, for his sponsorship of the Southern Star Series here in Canberra. Don't forget, the Southern Star Series moves to Grenfell at the beginning of March. So Grenfell will host round number 2, and that is sure to be a great weekend of karting as well. It's going to be interesting to see how the points shake out at the end of this first round. We've got heat number four and heat and the finals tomorrow here at Circuit Mark Webber. So still plenty of racing coming up tomorrow here at the home of the Canberra Kart Racing Club, Circuit Mark Webber. Mitchell Saunderson, he's checked out 2.78 seconds ahead of Hayden Crossland. Camilleri's back to third with Hansford Taylor in fourth. Connor Richards, the first of the P platers in the race, is up in fifth position with Charlie Von Thien, Hugh White, Reg Barry and Kai Young rounding out the running order. So as Mitchell Saunderson out to a 3.5 second lead. His fastest lap, a 34.669. His last lap was a 34.827. So the P, A and K, S. Contractor's cart. The PCR leading the way. Also, like to thank the Remo Racing and the St. George Kart Centre for their ongoing support of the Southern Stars Series throughout 2019. The series sponsors always provide a great support to this series right throughout the years. And it's great to have Remo Racing and the St. George Kart Centre on board in 2019. So Saunderson now out to 4.6 seconds ahead of the 7 of Hayden Crossland. Joseph Camilleri's in the 65, a further 2.2 seconds back. Then it's Matthew Hansford-Taylor in the 97. Connor Richards, Von Thien, White, Barry and Kai Young. As the leaders work their way around the top of the circuit. Saunderson continues to lead. Crossland. Both. Saunderson. 5 seconds now clear. Crossland in the 7. Coming in second. Camilleri. So, around the top of the circuit, we've got a great battle here with the white flag on between Connor Richards and Charlie Von Thien. So, Charlie Von Thien trying to keep his position. The 86 through the right-hander now. Von Thien pushing hard. Richards in fifth place as the checkered flag comes out. Saunderson's done this in a canter, backing off in that last lap. Then it's Crossland. Camilleri, Hansford-Taylor. Across the line at the checkered flag, Richards has held on, keeping Von Thien at bay by 0.015 of a second. Hugh White, Reg Barry and Kai Young rounding out the running order here in Junior Light and Heavy. As we've mentioned throughout the day, next round of the Canberra Kart Racing Club Championship is also going to coincide with the first round of the KZ series. So we've got Michael Peace in the 46 and Craig Deans in the 25. So as they come up to grid, the green light goes on. And red lights, 2, 3, 4, 5, and away. Dean's bogs down off the start. Peace gets a good clean run, and Peace will jump away at the front of the field. So Michael Peace in the 46. Both drivers in CRG carts here. Not sure what's wrong with the Daniel Orsini cart. But the Orsini cart unable to head out onto the track. Just a reminder that, yes, that first round of the KZ Series here on Sunday the 10th of March. So Sunday the 10th of March is the first round of the KZ2 series here across New South Wales, and it will be the second round of the Canberra Kart Racing Club Championship. So don't forget the Canberra Kart Racing Club's website and Facebook page, canberrakarts.com.au. So as the leaders work their way across the start-finish line now, we'll head to tag, restricted, and then tag light and heavy in the next two classes out. So three laps now completed as Michael Peace gets a wheel in the dirt coming across the start-finish line. A 32.175, so Peace not really pushing it at the moment. They can do in the low to or mid to low 31-second laps. Peace leading the way from Craig Deans. So Peace, Peace leading the way by 3.6 seconds. In fact, Craig Deans hasn't come across the line, so we'll wait to see if the officials make the call on the checkered flag, because Craig Deans looks like he's withdrawn. So Michael Peace across the line. He's gone 5 laps. So looks like that's going to bring up the tag restricted. I think will be out next, tag restricted, so hopefully they're already in their carts because the checkered flag is out now. So Michael Peace cross the line and he'll get the finish here. So up next, tag restricted here in the first round of the Southern Star Series. Burco Engineering sponsoring the Circuit Mark Webber event. And, of course, don't forget those great series sponsors, St George Kart Centre and Remo Racing. Reeves leads the way as he gets the jump off the start. Mark Chaston's dropping back through the field now, as Scott Chaston in the 22A starts to work his way forward. They work around the top of the circuit, and Reeves has been passed now by the 22, the 32 in fact, of Scott Chaston. So Scott Chaston out in front. Scott Chaston then. It's the 66 of Eric Reeves. Behind Reeves is Mark Chaston. Then it's Robert Nola. As, oh, around the top of the circuit, side by side into that top turn now. You've got Dalmaso and Joubert. Oh, off the circuit. We've got, I think that's the Love card. So off the circuit. Scott Chaston, Eric Reeves leading the way. Now, David Aviv comes across the line now, but we've got one in the kitty litter that I haven't been able to pick up. Ask. As the race leader comes across the line, Scott Chaston. Chaston, Reeves, Nola, Mark Chaston, Bowen, Delmaso, and Joubert, with Haviv at the back of the field. So Scott Chaston leading by 2 seconds over Eric Reeves. Reeves, then it's Nola in the 26. Mark Chaston, Bowen, Delmaso, Joubert. And Haviv's still the running order. So it's the 62, Chaston just trying to let them through now. So that's Bowen and Delmaso. So as the leader heads back towards the start-finish line, Scott Chaston, Reeves in second position. Reeves back 0.6 of a second ahead of Nola. Bowen, Delmaso, as Mark Chaston falls back further, and Joubert is off the circuit. Joubert is in seventh with Haviv rounding out the running order. So it's Josh Love that is the cart that's off the track. The P plater there just not having any luck here in this race. Half race distance completed now. And Scott Chaston, Eric Reeves in the 66, running in second position. And Nola, 0.3 of a second. Nola starting to close up in the Cosmic Card on Eric Reeves as they head into turn number one. So nose to tail there. Reeves drives it deep into turn two. Good momentum through the S's. Reeves keeps that gap, but Nola now starting to wind it up as they head up the back straight. And Nola, not quite close enough to make the move on Reeves, who plenty of experience here at Circuit Mark Webber, is maintaining his position. So Chaston leading the way. Reeves still there in second place. Oh, slowing. Mark Chaston slowing on the circuit. The blue lights are out as Mark Chaston is slow. Blue up the top of the circuit now. Chaston realizing that the second place battle. Oh, Reeves has given it up now. Nola has gone through past him. So Nola and Reeves swap positions. More backmarkers. Haviv just getting into the side that time of the leader in Scott Chaston. So Chaston in the Tony Kart, 7.6 seconds ahead. He doesn't have to force the issue past the backmarkers, but he's been pushing pretty hard all the same. The race leader across the start finish line to start his final lap. So the final lap commenced here for race leader in Scott Chaston. It's Scott Chaston around the top of the circuit from Robert Nola. And Chaston to the checkered flag. Scott Chaston takes the win in the Tony Kart. The Haviv in the 82 a lap down. Then it's Reeves, Nola Reeves, further back to Del Maso. Then it's back to Francois Joubert, Philip Bowen, and David Haviv, with Mark Chaston also a lap down. In fact, I think Chaston will end up two laps down at the end of the race. So in senior performance, Shivateri leads the way. McLansborough up the inside of McLansborough finds Stinson up the inside. They immediately switch back, and McLansborough and Stinson, who have been mixing it up now for the last lap or so, they continue to battle it out around the top of the circuit. And it's McLansborough and Stinson, second and third, and closing in on this battle once again is the 17 of Lachlan Strickland. So Stinson up the inside of McLansborough. He gets the pass made that time. The 31 completes the pass on the 34, Oliver McLansborough. And Oliver McLansborough now back into third position with Lachlan Strickland right behind him. William Shamar is the 22A, and then the gap back to the carts involved in that incident in Term 1, which is Hodges, Barry, Ratman, Barguana, Bell, and Spencer Bradley, Nicholas Cooley, and Josh Staples, both on the infield after their carts locked together going through the right-hander. So Sean Civitieri in the 19 with a 2.7-second lead around the top of the circuit with some breathing room in his OTK card. Then it's back to Stinson. Stinson in the 31, McLansborough in the 34, Strickland, Schmar are the next two as the leaders work their way up the back straight. Still a good battle going on here. Schmar's got past Hodges. And now Hodges has got Barry and Barguana closing in on him. So Hodges in the 63, Barry's in the 6, and Barguana's in the 79. Barguana to the inside of Barry, makes the pass. Barry tries the crisscross back, but can't make it stick. And Barguana now moves himself up to 7th position. So Barguana looking to make the move on Hodges. Can't quite do it as they come to the white flag this time by. So the white flag is out for Sean Civitieri. Best battle on the circuit is that between Hodges and Barguana. The battle for 6. Barguana makes the pass going into the top turns. So Jude Barguana is up into 6th position now. As your leader, Sean Civitieri leads Brock Stinson by 3 seconds. Civitieri heads to the pit turn for the final time and takes the victory. Civitieri from Stinson. Back then to McLansborough. Then it's Strickland, Schmar, the next one across the line. Then Barguana coming through in 6th place. Hodges holds off Barry. And Ratman on the last laps passed by Bell. So then Spencer Bradley, last cart on the circuit, as senior performance heads back to the pits. Civitieri gets his first win of the weekend. We're about set to go here in Tag Light. Adam Martin on the pole. And Ryan Mills. Martin gets the jump off the start. Leeds Mills. Now it's Sordish who will lead the heavies battle. Ordish leading from Tarnitha. Then it's Brendan Shea, Martin Gear, Lance Horn. And I don't think Matthew Hinton has made it out once again, so he might be a withdrawal from the rest of the meeting. As they work their way through the pit turn, it's Martin leading ahead of Mills. Ordish out in front. So Ordish in heat number two came together. Thank you. And it's good to see so many people helping out here at the Canberra Kart Racing Club's Southern Stars meeting, including both the Ruizes in Seb and Eddie doing their share to keep this meeting running. So Martin, Mills, Ordish, Ether, Shea, Gear and Horn. Now Horn involved in that incident with Ordish in that last heat, and it's interesting that Ordish is at the front of the heavies pack and Horn hasn't been able to maintain the speed. Hopefully there's no serious damage on that cart. As the arrow of Adam Martin leads the way by 0.8 of a second over Ryan Mills. Mills in the Esprit. Then it's Ordish in the Tony Kart. Ether. Tan Ether. In the Monte Carlo. No, that's the FA Kart now. Brendan Shea's in the FA Kart. Then it's Tan Ether in the Monte Carlo. Oh, sorry, the Monaco. What am I thinking of? Martin Gear and then Lance Horn. So as Martin comes across the line, still 0.8 of a second. Ordish holding on at the front of the field of the heavies with Brennan Shea, Tan Ether, Gear and Horn. So the tag 1-2-5s. Heat number three. And Adam Martin, 32.8. 32.806, his fastest lap. And Ryan Mills, and 32.820. Then it's James Ordish, Brendan Shea. Their times in the heavies are 33.5 and 33.4. So Brendan Shea slightly faster than James Ordish in this battle for third on the track. But Shea just can't find a way past at the moment. So Brendan Shea looking for a move but just not able to make it. Tan Ether in the 37. Trying to also become part of that battle. Martin Mills, race leader. Martin, last lap, a 32.813. Ryan Mills, last lap, a 32.745. So now Ryan Mills, the fastest kart on the circuit. Ryan Mills in the two kart, running in second. The gap down to 0.7 of a second. And we're coming up with just two laps remaining. So two laps remaining for Adam Martin. Martin leads Mills, but Mills just pulled another 0.2 of a second off Adam Martin's time. So the gap's down to a half a second. With 1.5 laps left, Brendan Shea right on the back bumper of the 17 of James Ordish now as they head through the dip and up onto the round the top of the circuit. Race leader Adam Martin starts the final lap. The gap down to 0.4 of a second. Ordish across the line in the heavies battle from Brendan Shea. Tarnitha is right there looking for a move as well. It's Ordish, Shea, and Etha, nose to tail. Here comes Ryan Mills. But I think Martin's got it under control as they head through the pit turn and to the checkered flag. Mills in second. Then it's back, Ordish. Ordish will take the win in the heavies. Third place overall. Shea, Etha, Gear and Horn round out the running in the tag, light and heavies. So, an interesting race here and an interesting first day of action at Circuit Mark Webber for the Burco Engineering Southern Star Series Round 1. Great to have Burco on board. And also, I'd like to thank St. George Kart Centre and Remo Racing for their support of the 2019 Southern Star Series as it heads around New South Wales once again in 2019.